Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think I'm quitting my job.
Oh, yes. We heard.
What?
Going into fraud. I mean, going into cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, I've made the decision now. Haven't told my employer yet. Should probably do. Like, I was going to do that on Friday. I guess now I have to do it on Thursday now that I'm putting it in the public.
Well, congratulations, right?
So yeah, if you're putting this on the podcast, I mean, you don't have to, you know. Hey, I guess that means we're not going into a recording studio ever again.
Well, I actually might tell them I'll help out at events because I don't want to lose some perks like that. I like getting concert tickets. I like having the studios and all that. So I might keep some like event hours and help with stuff like that. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. And they're sending me to Europe. I'm going to Estonia.
Oh, Estonia.
Yeah, that's where it's based.
Oh, well, that has to be completely above board and legal.
Wait, what now?
Was that a little bit of attitude there? What was the word you used? Snarky? Snarky, what?
What's wrong with Estonia?
Nothing's wrong with Estonia, but when your cryptocurrency is based there.
It's the connotations of Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Call center in India is, I mean, quite legit, except that many of them are scammers.
Is somebody going to send you a glitter bomb with for
have you been watching those, Mike?
I watched the one I'd watched the first one, and then I saw the one that he had posted recently where they got the scammers with it, basically.
Well, follow the other guys who helped him, Jim Browning and a guy named Pierogi. He does the channel's a different name.
Watched this video too.
But it's great because follow the other ones, man, because I've sat there and like just let these play, and these guys just messing with these poor Indian, well, I'm not gonna say poor Indian scammers because they're assholes. Poor,
the last one I saw, the guy was giving them props, like the scammer was like, "Whoa, we've never been scammed before, like you're good at what you do, man, well done." It was funny.
Some of them are getting money out of the scammers instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
All right, so can I badmouth your employer for a second?
Yeah, Cumulus Media.
It's not terrible.
Okay, but, Cumulus? Okay, all right.
Well, 101, okay? I used to listen to 101 a lot. I'm classic rock, I admit it. But
101 the Fox, yeah, I did close too. To my heart. Tell me what you got here.
All right, so for the last year plus, we've had Sirius in both cars, so I really haven't listened to 101 forever, okay? Daughter like driving car to school. There's a four-car wreck at school. She wasn't in it, so nobody's really hurt bad, but take the car in, get a loaner, So it doesn't have Sirius in it because I'd have to pay for that myself. Mm-hmm. So I just throw it on 101. And I'm like, you know, on the drive home from where I picked up the rental car, I said, I'm going to hear, I bet, one or two of these songs. And freaking sure as shit, I did, because every time 101 plays the same damn songs every day.
What songs were they?
Welcome,
what time
of day to radio.
Oh, my God. Well, one of them was George Thorogood, One Bourbon, One bone. Scotch, One Beer.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that one's on a lot for sure.
And I like George Thorogood, but as soon as that one comes on now, I'm just like, shut the
I'll just tell you how it works. Like, I know everyone, like, that's everyone's reaction to it is like, oh, it plays the same things every time. But the people making the decisions, and I'm not saying if this is right or wrong, it's probably wrong because it's all a lot of old school thinking.
Boo.
But they would say, like, that's the point of radio. They would say, like, that's the goal is to, you know, people turn on the radio because they want to hear this one song, or like the, you know, a song that's popular right now, or, you know, a go-to classic rock song that will keep them listening. So that's why they do it. But I don't think it works. Too much old school thinking in that industry.
It's like when I go out to Wyandotte with my oldest for his games, I lose 90.9. which is what I normally listen to. So I usually about downtown is around the area where I start to lose it. I'll switch over to 105.1 or 96.5, whichever one's playing the music I dislike the least, I guess.
105.1 the X. That's also ours.
But either way, like, there'll be one song that plays and then we'll play the soccer game and then we'll get back in the car. And I feel like 3 out of 5 times it's one of the same songs we heard on the way to the game is playing again an hour later, basically. Yeah, like on the hour that it played previously. I can almost set my watch to it, basically.
Cody, are you sitting on an exercise ball?
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
There's a lot of songs that I hate because when I was in California, we only got like 2 radio stations and they were top 40. So you'd hear the exact same songs multiple times a day. And I just got so damn tired of some of those songs.
That sound was because Mexico just scored.
Yeah. Yeah. We know. Apparently a really bad turnover.
Radio really missed out on, I mean, like, think about how many people are listening to someone talk right now. Podcasts are just the biggest thing. Everyone has a podcast they listen to. Everyone is making a podcast. I know it's kind of hindsight, but if radio was going to adapt, they could have all of that under their umbrella. Cumulus Media could have afforded to buy Spotify at one point. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's just so much old school thinking that they.
I mean, like, Blockbuster could have bought Netflix.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's exactly stuff like that. They're not able to adapt. When someone gets fired for being bad at radio, they will just get hired in another market. They just go to another city and someone else will hire them. That's just how it works. Like, so it's so annoying.
Well, I mean, radio, so,
like, coaches.
Well, yeah. How different is our newspapers than radio anymore? I mean, they're both medias that have not grown with the times. They've been sitting they had their moneymaker and they're not willing to leave that bubble that created that money. They're just like, oh, it'll come back. And
yep,
neither one's ever going to come back. There's
indoor soccer.
Oh. Thad and I know one of the guys that started the new indoor league, basically, or is involved with the new indoor league. And he's not a bad guy, but the thought that indoor will ever be what it was in the 80s,
oh God, no,
is insane. Beyond.
Kills me is the guys on Facebook that complain about the owners, that they don't go out and get new owners. They don't have standards for the place, but they can't get more owners. They can't get more teams. And they don't realize that no matter what you do, none of this is a fix. If they actually had the solution and the solution was to have better standards on your arenas, well, then you could go to a bank, get a friggin' $2 million loan, create your own league and go. No, they can't do
that. If they could do that, the original MASL wouldn't have folded. Yeah. And you'd still be having 16,000 people going into Kemper Arena because, well, they wouldn't be able to get the Sprint Center, honestly, to do games, basically. Well,
so you guys are telling me that the blue field didn't save the league?
Well, no. See, the thing is, the Comets are as close to a model franchise as you're going to get in indoor soccer.
For the record, anymore. I think the blue field is cool. I like
it. No, I don't. I think it's the Boise State effect, basically. You know who it is. Well, not with the blue field because other teams have blue fields in indoor now too, but it's a unique feature that can stand out for you, basically. I have no problem with the blue field. It's just like it was. The Comets are a model franchise in the current indoor league. They pull in three to 5,000 fans, basically. Yeah.
They probably average a little under four a year on a decent year.
Yeah. So I mean, in a 5,000 seat arena, I mean that's a good. Actually, hold on.
What about pads? What if we add pads and checking into indoor soccer? Well, that's
hey, nice. I'm still stuck on the fact that Thad thinks $2 million loan is gonna do it. What world are you living in there, Thad? $2 million?
Well, you don't think you could start an indoor league for $2 million?
Not one that's gonna become something big, no.
What do I need to start?
A million doesn't go as far as it used to.
One single team. What do I need to start a team, Thad? I don't know. Cryptocurrency is doing really well right now. I'm just saying.
Expansion fee. I think it's in the high six, low seven figures, basically, to that you have to be able to have a team for the year, I think is where it's at about right now. But I think you also have to have extra capital to show that you can handle the losses. And depending on the owner that you're working with, they want a 3-year commitment. Isn't that what Hale wanted? A 3-year commitment from ownership, Thad?
I thought that's what he wanted. Is there a profitable indoor team?
No. No. It is a money loser. Indoor is a money loser. So
everyone that owns the team in this league is just doing it because they're a soccer fan and they want to keep the sport alive?
Pretty much. It's a tax write-off, so...
Yeah, and I mean, there's probably some that are close to breaking even.
I mean, it's the same reason MLS from 1996 until fairly recently that MLS teams were around. They weren't.
Well, I would say that is because, you know, there's incentive there that in the future this team would be profitable. You know, at some point, I think they were coming into the league thinking like, hey, this will be worth some money at some point.
So here's something for you. We were talking about indoor. There's a Facebook page that I follow that posts all the they do a this date in history for the Comets attacking Comets 2 and Comets 3. And he posts the attendance figures for the games. And I've been tracking all the attendance for the three teams.
Of course.
The average attendance for I'm still missing games, but the average attendance for the attack and for the attack in Comets 2 would still fit inside the event center. The Comets and attack Comets 2 and attack averaged under 5,000 fans a game, basically. Huh. So they could if there was. The Comets are in the appropriate sized arena now where the sport is now. A 5,000 seat arena is absolutely the perfect place for them.
Guys, let's record a podcast at a Comets game. You think they would let us do that?
Probably.
Yeah.
You guys got probably. Connections.
What would be the reason for that?
Content. Hashtag content.
Well, maybe next year they'd bring back the media game.
Oh yeah,
and if you want Comets people on, I can get Comets people.
Yeah,
is Kevin Ellis still playing?
Sort of.
What's that?
I said sort of.
What did bench?
He asked if Kevin Ellis is still playing.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't know what, Cody'd ask. He hasn't played the last couple games, but he probably will play.
He'll play Friday. The playoff games.
Yeah.
I think this will be his last year. It won't surprise me if this is his last year.
The game of indoor soccer is cool. I just don't have room in my life for another allegiance.
That's a fair way of putting it. I mean,
if it was in front of my face, I would be like, yes, this is entertaining. Indoor soccer was my favorite, over outdoor soccer when I was playing, and I like the gameplay. I don't know. I never think, I wonder when the Comets are playing. Can I watch?
That's why indoor is where it's at, basically.
Right.
It's just not a big thing anymore. It's not a thought for most people. Heck, most people now don't even know that it used to outdraw the NBA.
Because it's not the only thing like it used to be.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's not. Basketball
It was the best soccer league in the United States for a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Basketball outgrew it, and hockey outgrew it. And slowly, it took a little while, but MLS even outgrew the MASL at its peak. So,
well, if you could get the MLS level players playing indoor, it might be a different thing, but you're not going to because it's not worldwide.
No.
So,
honestly, some players that suck outdoor were really good indoor because of the different styles. I mean,
what's the fan attendance like for fencing, though? That's the real.